Julia, what is the name of your chair, of your position?
So my chair is called the Alberta Innovates Health Solutions New Investigator Award, and it's a translational health chair that looks at healthy futures and well-being in rural settings.
Now, where did that come from, the idea of looking at what's happening in rural settings?
I believe that that's one of the priority initiatives for a lot of the AHS activity as well as AIHS. And so wanting to look at distinctly rural health issues and distinctly rural health solutions as well.
What might be some of those issues?
There are a host of them. Everything from looking at transient healthcare workers, so challenges with recruiting and retaining health professionals, so nurses and physicians and specialists, transportation for patients to healthcare services, things like weather that maybe don't get noticed often, but if you have inclement weather and long distances to travel, that can be prohibitive. Other issues to do with the social determinants of health in terms of access to education, sustainable employment, things like that.
So it isn't necessarily focusing on farming or farming issues, but anything to do with being in a rural area and the types of challenges that people in rural areas face when it comes to healthcare. Is that correct?
That's correct. So it's broadly about rural health, and I'm looking most specifically at seniors' health in rural Alberta. So the first year of the research program is looking fairly closely at long-term care in rural Alberta.
What's it like right now?
Well, that's actually where we're starting the research, is conducting a review of the literature to look at what information we do have, but also acknowledging the fact that there is some very limited literature on this. So we're going to be going out and doing some case studies at long-term care facilities and finding out about the current state of long-term care in rural Alberta.
What might be some of the other issues that you're going to look at right away?
So the first 2 years we'll be looking specifically at long-term care, but it'll be looking at the people who live and work in long-term care facilities, as well as the family members who provide unpaid care in those facilities.
Well, what is your background?
So I did my master's and PhD at York University. I did my PhD in health policy and equity studies, and I did my postdoctoral fellowship in that as well. So I looked at a lot at the social determinants of health, and my PhD thesis was in rural British Columbia, and I looked at kidney dialysis and transplantation.
So getting into some of the things that you'll be dealing with in Alberta with your new chair, so right off the top there is the seniors and the issues around that. Who is going to be helping you in this research?
So I've been really lucky to connect fairly early on with a couple of great organizations. I'm working with the Seniors Health Strategic Clinical Network at the Institute for Continuing Care Education and Research, the Center for Sustainable Rural Communities at the University of Alberta, and the Alberta Rural Development Network.
So when you are focusing on these areas, there is obviously a reason why you would do that. What kind of background knowledge, I guess, or statistics are you dealing with that indicated that this is the area that you should focus on first?
Sure. So just on a personal level, I spent a couple of years living in northern Alberta, about 8.5 hours northwest of Calgary. And so during that time, I was doing my doctoral work and saw that I had never lived in a remote, well, I suppose, depending on your definition, I lived in a rural part of the north, and I realized that there were all kinds of health services issues that I hadn't considered previously, so I got some experiential insight into that, and so care in rural Alberta became close to my heart, and I also watched my grandmother go through the full continuing care spectrum in Ontario. Moving from assisted living to long-term care, and at some points receiving care from family members. So, again, both the content and the setting are issues that are pretty important to me on a personal level.
And I would think, too, that there's a huge economic impact that we're dealing with here, and that maybe with the work that you're doing, it could point out some areas where we could do things so much better and also save a lot of money or use our dollars better. Is that the case?
That's right. And I think that there are also lots of opportunities to look at upstream determinants. So looking at ways that we can prevent things from getting worse in long-term care. So looking at that prevention element as well.
So after you do that, what do you think is next on the list?
It's hard to say at this point because it'll depend on what we find in the case studies and the major priority issues that surface. I will be interested in expanding to see continuing care across the board, so including home care and assisted living as well. But it's hard to know early on in the research program.
So how are you going to organize your research as you get started on this?
Sure. So there are two major areas of focus at this stage, and one of them is the organization of work. So looking at who does what work and under what conditions and with what implications. So we see that there are all kinds of complex networks of care that happen in long-term care across Canada. So the division of labor between RNs, registered nurses, licensed practical nurses, care aides, and family members, volunteers, and there's a variety of people who provide both paid and unpaid care in long-term care. So we want to see in rural areas what that makeup of carers looks like because we want to ensure that it's sustainable and that it's not coming at the expense of carers' own financial well-being in the case of some unpaid carers or mental health in terms of nurse burnout and moral distress.
Well, I know that a few years ago in Alberta, sometimes a family might end up with their loved one being sent to a facility like 100 kilometers away, and it made it incredibly difficult to be able to go and visit or do some day-to-day care. Is that something you'd be looking at as well?
Right, that's definitely something that I'm interested in. The sort of structural challenges in terms of finding a placement for a family member who needs care. And as the program unfolds and we look a little bit more at the full continuing care picture, we could also capture those experiences of can we help people earlier on working with dementia care so that they can, you know, hopefully stay in their communities longer. And in some cases, it's because there are different divisions of public and private life in rural parts. So some research out of Saskatchewan, for example, has said that some family members won't be forthcoming about their family members' dementia diagnosis because the healthcare professionals are their friends, and so they don't want to seek out home care because they maybe feel a bit sensitive about exposing their family member to the community in that state and want to deal with it privately. So looking at how we support family members is a way of getting them the supports early on so that maybe we can prolong that decision of moving into residential care.
So it looks like you have a lot on your plate with this topic. What's going to happen with the information as you gather this and start to analyze it?
Well, one of the great elements of a translational research chair is being involved with the organizations that I mentioned earlier and with healthcare professionals and family members and, when possible, residents as well, is that I have this input from the community from the start, and they're informing the research design, the types of questions we ask, and where we go and what we do. So hopefully we'll be able to produce some interesting policy recommendations. Maybe at facility level or community level, we can make some practice recommendations. And I'd also like to look at the promising practices happening in different parts of the province, because rural Alberta is quite diverse. And so if we see some great things happening in some parts, maybe we can find ways to adapt them to other parts as well.
Thank you very much, Julia.
Thank you.